This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I pray your Taraweeh went well, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it and bless our fasts and ibadah. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, just a reflection from the first Taraweeh and the first Juz in Surah Al-Baqarah. In particular, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about people who change things just for the sake of change. There's no need to change, but they are addicted to changing things. It's like a trend. They have a trend for changing things. They change things for the sake of change and believe that that is actually change. Does that sound familiar? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Banu Israel. Allah commanded them to enter Palestine whilst bowing. And when they entered, they were supposed to say hitta, which was a form of seeking forgiveness. But being who they were, loving change for the sake of change, they changed Allah's instruction. They entered in a different manner. And instead of saying hitta, they said himta. They just added one letter to the word. And this change was not praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah says, فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِجْسًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah says that Allah sent down from the skies dishonor. You see, not every change, brothers and sisters in Islam, brings about goodness, brings about khair, brings about benefit. Not every change brings about this. The only change that is praiseworthy is change that brings you closer to Allah and the laws of Allah, is change that takes you away from that which Allah dislikes, is change that takes you further away from shaytan. That is true change. When you change something for the sake of achieving that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is change. Today, subhanallah, people, they change their mobile phones. They change their clothes. Why? You have a perfectly nice jacket, but you have this addiction to change. So now the New Year's, design came out. So we have to change. There's no need for change, but you change. The new mobile phone came out. There's no need for change, but we change. You know, we have this love for change. We're trying to change everything. In fact, somebody comes up with a really good idea, but so then we'll waste time trying to come up with an even better idea, not because the previous idea has issues with it, but just for the sake of change. This is not praiseworthy. In fact, subhanallah, when we look in the Quran, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising a people because they didn't change anything. Subhanallah. Allah says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَى وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Note this word, بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. In the first ayah about Banu Israel, Allah says, فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. You see, the same word is used. But in the first ayah, Allah didn't praise what happened. But in this ayah, in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising those who didn't change anything. Allah says, from the believers, are those who were truthful to the promise they made to Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَ. They are those who fulfilled the promise. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. They are those who are waiting to fulfill the promise. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They did not change anything. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our way. It's our best example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the example of your messenger, is in his way is the perfect and best example. Why are we trying to change it? Why are we always chasing change that makes us different to the sunnah? The only change we should be doing is changing our norms, changing our following of our cultures to following the sunnah. Then that change will be praiseworthy change, and not change for the sake of change, but change for the sake of transformation and progress. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. I leave you with these short words. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Please remember me in your dua and speak to you all again soon. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.